Hey there, my name's Gary Sims and this is Gary Explained. Today I'd like to do a review of the RAV Power File Hub. So if you want to find out more about it, please let me explain. So when you read the side of the box here, it says it is a portable wireless router with a battery pack. And that's basically what we have here. It's a kind of an external battery size kind of block, but it has wireless access to it. It's a wireless access point. And it also has here, and I'll show you some close-ups in a moment, it has here slots for USB, SD card, and also for Ethernet. So that's an interesting combination. External battery, Wi-Fi, and kind of SD card and Ethernet and USB. So what happens when you combine all those three things together? And before we go any further, it is worth mentioning, I'm not being sponsored for this review in any way whatsoever. However, RAV Power did send me this unit so that I could review it. So because it's a wireless access point, that means when you turn it on, you get a new Wi-Fi network in your vicinity and you can connect to it from your Android smartphone or from a laptop or a PC and from an iPhone. And then you can access the storage that is connected to the file hub. So if you plug in a USB flash disk, then using either an app for Android or iOS or using a web browser, you can access the files on that a flash disk. And it's the same if you plug in an SD card, you can plug that in and the files that are on the SD card are available to you via the app or via a web browser. And then because you are connected to that storage, you have a few options. One is you can copy things, of course, from your smartphone or from your laptop over to that storage that you've got connected to the file hub, or you can copy things from the file hub over onto your phone. So for example, there's a backup option. You can say, back up all of my contacts or back up all of my photos, and it will then copy them over the wireless to the storage connected to that file hub. You could also have, let's say, a disk, an SSD disk or a flash disk that's USB that's got, let's say, lots of media on it, for example, movies or MP3 files, and you can play those by streaming them from the file hub again over to your phone without having to copy them. Now, the disadvantage of all that ability to copy and stream files back and forth is that there's no actual media organization that goes on either in the web browser or in the dedicated app, which means if you had, for example, 200 MP3 files, there's no sorting by album, there's no sorting by artist, it doesn't read the ID information inside the MP3 files, and the same if you had lots and lots of video files, they just appear as a big long chunk, and you can sort by date, you can sort by name, but there's no real way of kind of organizing your media. So that does put it at a disadvantage. If you've got lots of media, then you're not really gonna be able to sort through it using the file hub. So I really found that using it as a streaming source is actually not really viable because of that lack of organization. But as a way of doing backups or copying around data, it works pretty well. So I can imagine on an Android phone, that's probably not quite so useful because normally you would just stick your Android phone, connect it via USB, connect it to your PC or your laptop, and then you'd copy files back and forth, or you'd even take the SD card out of your phone, copy whatever files you want onto it. And since SD cards today are relatively quite cheap, you can get 64, 128, 256 gigabytes for not that much money. So really carrying your media around with you on an SD card isn't that much of a problem. However, if you have a phone that doesn't support USB, or you have a phone that doesn't have SD cards, so I'm really talking about kind of iPhones or maybe some of the Android phones that don't have an SD card slot, then this could be a good way of getting access to extra storage without being able to, because you can't connect things to your smartphone, so you can connect to it via the Wi-Fi. Now, because I mainly use Android and I mainly use laptops or PCs, I didn't find that particularly useful. But if you're a kind of a dedicated iOS user, then maybe that will be a way to solve your storage problems. I actually found the most useful feature for the file hub is the fact that you can stick in an SD card and you can stick in a USB drive of some kind, either an external drive or a USB flash drive, and then you can press a button and it will automatically copy everything from the SD card into a backup folder on the USB drive. Now that is really, really good. So you can imagine if you go out on a holiday and you're taking lots and lots of photos, at the end of every day, you can stick your SD card into the file hub, press the button, and the files are copied over, so you have a backup on another piece of equipment. And that's really useful. You don't want to lose all of your wedding photos, you don't want to lose all your holiday photos, you don't want to lose whatever event you went to. This is a good way of backing up that data straight away. A couple of things worth mentioning, you can also do Windows sharing. So if you did have a laptop around with Windows on, you can actually connect to the file hub as if it was a remote computer and copy files with inside Windows Explorer. It also acts as a DLNA media server, which means if you have a DLNA client on, let's say, a smart TV or an app on your smartphone, then you can access your media on the file hub using that system. In terms of speed, while I was copying files back and forth, whether it was using kind of Windows sharing or using the app to upload and download files, you're gonna get about 4 megabytes a second. So you can do the maths to see how long it's gonna take you to copy files from your device onto the file hub or back again using those kind of speeds. RavPower also say you can use this as a travel router. Now, the idea is that if you are in a location where you have wired Ethernet connection, but you don't have wireless connection, then you can connect this using the Ethernet port to the network, and then it acts as a portable access point, which actually sounds like a great idea. But when I thought about it, I thought of all the hotels that I've been to, all of the kind of Airbnbs I've been to, all of the conferences I've been to, and actually I don't remember ever going to a place that had wired Ethernet but didn't have wireless. So although it sounds like a good idea, in reality, I don't actually know when I would use that. It's got this 6,700 milliamp hour battery, which means that it acts as a portable device. So again, if you were out taking lots of photos somewhere, it's in your backpack, you take it out, you put your SD card in, you press the button, it'll copy the files onto an external USB of some kind, and it does all that without having to plug it into the mains power. So that's really, really good. It can also act as an external battery if you need to charge up, for example, a smartphone or a tablet. However, it's only 1 amp, which today really isn't very good. And in fact, if you try to plug in and charge using that, you're gonna wait a long, long time for it to charge up. So really, it's not very good as an external battery. I've got lots of external batteries, including from RavPower, when they do other external batteries, and they're 2 amps or 2.1 amps, and that's absolutely fine. But 1 amp is a bit low. But in a pinch, if you were in an emergency situation where your smartphone ran flat, you had this with you, you didn't have another external battery, then this will get you out of a scrape by giving you a bit of power so that you could maybe call somebody or go online for some reason. And a few more details to wrap up. If you do have, for example, PDF files on the file hub, you can view those with inside the app or inside the web browser. If you are watching movies that are stored on the file hub and you're streaming them to your device, you can pick to use a third-party video player, so you don't have to use the video player that is built into the app. And finally, because when you're connected to the access point over Wi-Fi, you now lose connection to the internet on your smartphone because it's now connected to this one. The file hub can itself connect to your home network over Wi-Fi or over Ethernet, which means that while you're connected, you also still have access to the internet, which means you can get emails and whatever sort of kind of social media notifications you want to get, but the overall speed is reduced because you're going through the file hub and then out to your normal connection to the internet. And for those of you that like the real technical details, it is running Linux at its very heart. It's running on a MIPS single core processor, and it has 256 megabytes of RAM. So actually quite a nice little computer if you just think about it in those terms. Okay, that's it. So what do I say in summary? If you're an Android user, this may not be as useful as if you're an iOS user, because on Android, you can of course connect to USB drives. You can of course connect to SD cards. If you're an iOS user and you're frustrated with your lack of ability to copy things onto SD cards, lack of ability to copy things onto USB, then doing it via the file hub could be a good solution for you. Okay, my name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe, and that's it. I'll see you in the next one.